recommend their Wingy Wingy or one of their signature half-pound burgers. That's DB Sports Bar, St. Louis's home for the St. Louis Blues.
Well, there's nothing better than getting a great shave, and I can tell you there's nothing better than getting a great shave and saving money. That's what I get with Harry's Razors. Harry's Razors story is a great one. Jeff and Andy, two ordinary guys who were fed up with getting charged an arm and a leg for razor blades, started Harry's to fix shaving, and the results have been an outstanding product for less money. The Harry's trial set includes everything you need for a close, comfortable shave: weighted ergonomic handle, 5 precision-engineered blades with lubricating strip and trimmer blade, rich lathering shave gel, convenient travel blade cover, and for those of you who are still on the fence, Harry's has a 100% quality guarantee. Harry's is so confident you'll love their blades, they want you to try their shave set for free. You heard that right. Just cover shipping when you sign up. Plus, as a special offer for fans of this show, go to harrys.com right now and enter code INSIDESTL at checkout to get a post-shave balm, also free. That's harrys.com, code INSIDESTL.
Looking for a new pair of gator boots? How about lizard boots? Come down to Chuck's Boots in Fenton or St. Peter's and see our wide variety of stingray, ostrich, lizards, gators, snakes, and eel boots. Remember, when you're looking for boots, whether work, western, fashion, biker, motorcycle, or hunting, you'll find all that and more at Chuck's Boots.
Chuck's Boots.
When Surf and Sirloin opened its doors in 1994, owner Larry Karajanis wanted to serve high-quality steaks and fresh seafood at a reasonable price. Now the second generation has taken over and continues this mission, pairing premier cuts of USDA prime filet, ribeye, strip steaks, alongside the freshest seafood in St. Louis. Trust me, there's not a restaurant in St. Louis that is serving this quality of food for a better value. Surf and Sirloin is open for dinner 7 nights a week and has private rooms available for corporate and holiday parties, seating from 15 to 160 people.
Hey, St. Louis, the holidays are right around the corner. Are you looking for a place to have a party? Or maybe for someone to cater a party? Maggie O'Brien's does it all. Office parties, retirements, promotions, birthdays, reunions, anniversaries, rehearsals, weddings, Irish wakes. With a banquet room that holds 250 people and catering vans that come to you, there is no party too small or large. Eddie McVeigh here asking you to consider Maggie's. Maggie O'Brien's at the corner of Market and 20th Street downtown. Union Station is next to us.
Hi, I'm Ryan Kelly. Are you sick and tired of these other banks and mortgage companies taking 120 days to close your VA loan? At Hero.Loan, we close VA mortgages in as little as 14 days. We also do 100% cash out refinance. You can buy a home and bring nothing to closing. And the best part, we do all the VA required paperwork for you and will come meet with you at your home, office, or even on base to get the loan process started. Apply online today at Hero.Loan, the new way to VA. The Home Loan Expert, LLC.
Grab your coat and get your hat. Leave your worries on the doorstep. Just direct your feet to the sunny side of the street. Can't you hear a pitter-patter? And that happy tune is your step. Life can be so sweet on the sunny side of the street. I used to walk in the shade with those blues on the rail. But I'm not afraid. This rover.
Don't get psychic with me, fella.
Crossed over. If I never have a cent, I'll be rich as Rockefeller. Gold dust at my feet on the sunny side of the street.
Good afternoon, one and all. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages. Do you remember who used to say that? Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages.
Barnum and Bailey?
Yes, Tim Woodburn, you win. I don't know what you win, but you win. It was the ringmaster at the circus would say that. Welcome, everybody. Welcome to the large morning show in the afternoon. What's going to happen today is I will leave here at 6, and there'll be at least 5 things that I'll go, oh, I meant to say that, and I didn't say it. It usually goes that way. So right up front, I will try say a couple of things that I think are important this time of year without getting all schmaltzy and schlocky and cheesy about it. Oh, my goodness. As soon as I said that, I thought of Rad Boy. As soon as I said cheesy.
Oh, heartbreaking.
Boy, yeah. Like a dagger from my own heart. What the heck?
What was that?
That was my phone. Now, I'm not supposed to hear anything because I've got it on vibrate, but I heard that.
Yeah.
Speaking of the Taylor Nickerson, our tech guy.
Yes.
Yeah.
This guy is unbelievable. He is accessible. And if you email him, he's really bright. So I called him and I said, look, I have songs on my playlist, my iPod library and my phone. Some of them I don't want in there. And you can't just delete. I said, you have to go into settings, then you get into something else, then to music, then you start and wanted it, and I said it's just awkward. He sends me a text this morning, and now keep in mind I've spent an hour at this trying to figure out an easier way to delete individual songs, and his text simply said, go to your music, and where you would normally see a song and you would touch it and it would play. He said, just hold your finger or your thumb on it for 2 seconds.
Right.
And up comes a menu. Would you like to move it to another playlist? Would you like to delete? All these options. It was that simple. If I just kept my thumb or my finger on it, instead of tapping it, have you got an iPhone, Tim?
Yeah.
Did you just do it?
I just learned something from you.
Is that unbelievable?
Yeah.
Because you wear songs out. You hear a song. Mm-hmm. Sheryl Crow has a song called We Ought to Be Drinking. It's a great summer kind of song. I've just worn myself out listening to that. So songs like that, I think I'm going to take them off the playlist for a while. But I went through all these hoops to do it. And you folks with an iPhone, my daughter, who knows almost everything, I called her a while ago. I said, Amanda, you're not going to believe this. She said, what? Well, that must be with the new software. I said, no, you can do it on your phone. She never knew it. Because there's so many things on these phones we don't know they do, because that's just not something you would accidentally discover. When you go to play a song, you tap it like opening an app. You don't hold your thumb or your finger on it. But if you do, whoosh, up comes all these options.
A separate little menu.
Delete, done.
After 2 months of going this way, today, this show just made me smarter.
That's what we're here for.
It just made me smarter. I'm a smarter man. First time ever walking out of the studio than I have in 2 months.
That is what we're here for. Dan, are we going to have Mr. Londoff on here?
Yes, we are.
We could do that any moment. I do want to say before I forget it, there's a long, long list of mile longs of things I'm thankful for, and I don't want to get into that. I'm so thankful for my family. But yeah, of course. But it just sounds sort of hokey, but we'll keep it radio related, okay? I am always thankful for two groups of people, listeners and advertisers. Without the advertisers, there are no listeners because there's no show. Without the listeners, there are no advertisers because nobody go to their business. There's nobody to patronize them. So, of course, I'm thankful for that. I'm thankful for the day that I resigned on the air at the other station. And the fact that same day, within an hour after I got home, Randy Markell called me. I'd never spoken to the guy, had heard his name mentioned once ever. And in less than an hour, the day I exactly when it was, July 27th.
It's my birthday.
Come on. It's an omen, a sign.
Thursday, July 27th. It was a Thursday.
And I told this story when I first got here, that I see a number. I don't recognize it. And I said, hello, Frank. My name's Randy Markell. You don't know me, but we need to meet. And that's how it all started. He didn't waste any time. So I'm thankful for that call, because so far this is working out great. It's absolutely working out just the way it should have, and it's just going to get better. So thanks to Randy. Thanks to you folks for staying with us and moving with us. Thanks to the advertisers for moving with us. And that's my list of things that I'm thankful for.
Hey, and while I get Mr. Londoff on, I have something I sent to Trevor last night.
About how thankful you are for me?
I'm thankful. Well, yeah, that. And I'm thankful.
Brown noser.
I'm thankful for my for my band, my new band, the Seventh Planet Band.
You should be.
And Saturday night we played at a place, and we recorded a lot of stuff, but this is one of the things that we recorded. It's 31 seconds, and we were just kind of in between songs, and I just kind of went into this Pop-Tart song, and then everybody else kind of joined in, and it's just kind of stupid little montage thing that we really enjoy.
Who wrote the Pop-Tart song? Is this something you wrote?
No, no, I didn't write it. I actually heard it on Family Guy. Peter Griffin and Quagmire went out, and it's one of my all-time favorite Family Guy episodes.
Are we about to hear it now?
Yeah, yeah, we can hear it
now.
Wow,
so ladies and gentlemen, without further ado, the Seventh Saturns.
Seventh Planet.
What's it called?
Seventh Planet Band.
And the Pop-Tart song, is that the name of it?
Yeah, it's like 30 seconds long.
It's a little longer than I would like, but I'm kidding. Here we go.
Everybody, have you ever put butter on a Pop-Tart? It's so freaking good. Have you ever put butter on a Pop-Tart? If you haven't, then I think you should. Pop-Tart!
And you're proud of that.
I am.
Dan, it's mostly guitar. It's
I know. Well, I just sang the Have You Ever Put Butter on a Pop-Tart?
70% guitar picking and 30% you.
I know.
That's I have okay. to tell you, Dan, you've done better. And there are other things you could play for us, and you should, like your Ring of Fire, Folsom Prison, your Johnny Cash.
Oh, we will. We were going to put some things together, and I'll bring them in.
Was that song we just heard done in front of a crowd?
Yeah.
I didn't hear any reaction of applause or cheering.
Did they were kind of stunned.
That's a good word.
Yeah.
Or we didn't hear anything because they'd walked out. We didn't come here to hear Pop-Tart music.
What the hell is this Pop-Tart thing?
No, let's give Dan a a song you could do with your band. Have you ever heard Clint Black do the Galaxy song?
No.
These new stinking iPhones don't have I don't have the adapter, so I can't plug into the system. I'll tell you what, I'll have Limey pull it up, because I think, Dan, you could do this with the Seven Saturns, and I think people would
Seventh
like
Planet.
What is it?
Seventh Planet.
Yeah, it's called the Galaxy song. But first, it's now time to check in with a man who I was starting to get concerned about, the way we're concerned for Rat Boy missing, because we have not spoken to this guy for a couple of weeks. I'm thinking it's because he's been so busy dealing with AM and the PM customers. Would you please welcome back to the imaginary stage, Johnny Londoff.
Wow.
Boy, have they missed you.
How you doing?
I'm terrific. How are you?
Did you say terrific or trific?
I said terrific.
Some people say, how you doing? I say trific.
Like,
no, I think I said terrific.
Terrific. Remember Tom Terrific?
Yeah.
No.
He had a funnel hat.
Yeah.
Like an upside-down funnel, and he had a dog.
Mighty Manfred.
Manfred, the dog. John's too young for that. John's still, he's like a young man.
Oh.
Yeah. He's too young.
Well, how you been?
I got to tell you something. I feel really good today, and I have a great life, as do you. And this time of year comes around, and while everybody has issues, everybody has baggage, everybody has those relatives they wish they didn't have, but in the whole scheme of things, I've said this before, I don't know the details of everybody's life, but of everybody I do, I have the best life of anybody I know.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Can I make a suggestion to you? Don't make that sound again. See, as soon as I said don't do it, then he did it.
That was like when you show a woman a puppy.
That's the sound women make when they see you with a puppy.
Yeah, puppy or a baby.
Sorry, let me tell you. Let me help you with something here, Pinion.
All right, go ahead.
I'm a customer.
I know that.
Whatever I want to do, I get to do.
Well, no, that's not right. That's not necessarily that's not necessarily true. If you decided right now you wanted to just say the F word, you can't do that.
No, I think you know me well enough after how many years, 14 years, that I would never do that.
No, I know that, but you said...
And I don't know if people know this, but I mean, I don't think I've ever heard you cuss.
Twice a year, I will
say... Maybe a couple of times when talking about the old station.
No, you never have. No, I don't. And I've said this before. It's the way I was brought up. But twice a year, I will confess to using the BS word, the fool word, about twice a year. But you got to push me to the very brink.
Who do you say it to?
I say it to anybody who's laid such a steaming pile of it on me that I just can't take it anymore. And then you just have to say, you know what? That's complete. And you say the word. I'll work that in about twice a year. I actually worked it in the old place just before I left because of something that somebody there said to me. And so I used one. I got one left for the end of the year. I got one BS left to go before the year's over. So, no, it's just about being brought up in a really strict, in fact, too strict household. They crossed the line, as far as I'm concerned, in terms of what they wouldn't allow me to do.
I'm just guessing you probably carved the turkey tomorrow, right?
You're guessing wrong.
No, that
turkey gets carved.
Have you ever carved a turkey?
No. I tried once, and it looked like something that a bunch of vultures had come down on and fought over. Because when you watch a TV commercial or you see an ad in like one of these magazines,
right,
the slices are just perfect.
Oh, yeah.
And when you see the guy carve, it doesn't work that way. They're bone to get around. No, I don't do anything like that. I don't carve. What, Jaime?
I used to work in a kitchen, so I know how to carve a turkey pretty well. The secret is instead of cutting...
You like a cook?
Yeah. I was a cook.
Hey, John, this guy was a former, a secondary chef, and he was an exterminator for 3 or 4 years. How about that?
I hope he didn't mix those two words.
No. So what are you telling
me? Then he went into the kitchen with his knob off before he washed his hands.
So what are you telling us about carving?
Basically, to get the perfect slices downwards on a turkey breast, you need to cut into it from the side first. Cut into the breast widthways through the breast, and then slice down, and that's how you get the perfectly nice slices.
There you go, John.
So, yeah.
No, I mean, I've carved several turkeys.
I bet you have, sir.
You know, you said something about, you know, Thanksgiving, you get that relative vibe that you don't... We don't have that in our family. We're blessed.
That's impossible, John. I know you've told me before, sometimes you have like 40 people at your house.
I'll stop by tomorrow.
Yeah, Dan will fix that.
We'll have a little over 40. Mrs. Londoff has been cooking, and she is an unbelievable cook. The whole family, they're all great cooks. Her brother, John, the chef, he won't be there. He's hosting a get together with he and his fiance and the family, and so we'll miss him because John has carved the turkey for the last 5 doggone years. And,
how many turkeys do you have to have? Like 3?
We have a lot. We have I mean, I might have to go see my buddy Dr. Rick Wright, the best orthopedic surgeon in the world, whose parents are listening right now because I went hunting on their beautiful farm in Eolia on Saturday morning, November the 11th, and I didn't get one this year. But my son Harry, first time out, and he got one second day. He got a 8-point buck. So congratulations, Harry. But I'll be carving that turkey for so long. Dr. Wright, if you're listening to the family, I might need to get an office visit, get this right shoulder checked out.
Torn rotator cuff from turkey carving. Is an eight point? What's like the smallest buck you could get and not be ashamed of it? Is there like a 4-point buck or?
No. I think it has to be at least 6. You can't shoot a buck unless it's a 6-point.
Did you see that thing a couple of weeks ago? That guy shot that like 36-point buck.
39 points.
It was like a deformity or something. Mm-hmm. But it's still going to be a very collectible.
Oh, it's going to be a beautiful war piece.
That's a lot of antlers.
That's a lot of antlers, buddy. You kidding me? Have you ever gone deer hunting, Frank?
Never have, no. I have a really nice deer rifle. It's a bolt action. It's even left-handed. But
Why would you have a rifle if you don't go deer hunting?
Well, I have a lot of rifles. I have a lot of rifles that you could use to hunt lots of things I don't hunt. But I bought it. It was pre-owned, and it's a Weatherby. And the wood...
Why do you have? So they're collectors.
No, it's not. It's just a beautiful rifle, and somebody was getting rid of it, and it was left-handed, and it's Weatherby, and the wood on it is beautiful, and it's, I believe the caliber, I want to say 270, does that sound right? It's a hunting rifle, but I don't hunt. In my life, I've gone rabbit hunting twice, I've gone pheasant and chukar hunting like 3 times, and I think that's it. That's it for me. I just, I love good deer sausages. Boy, do I have some good deer sausages in my refrigerator right now from the guys who we let hunt on our property at our house. They always are nice enough to bring us a whole bunch of deer sausage. So,
well, I'll look forward to maybe getting one or two of those sticks, buddy.
I would be happy to share that with you. Because
I appreciate that offer because I didn't get one this year. So I'll have to get some of Harry Londoff sausage when he gets it from Brown's.
Now, you are obviously closed tomorrow.
Yes, sir. We are closed. We're open until 8 o'clock tonight. And we've been very busy today. And then we are back at it at 8 a.m. on Friday. Not 8 p.m., 8, from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. on Friday. We're not doing any of that crazy Black Friday stuff and having employees have to leave their family, get together at 10 o'clock because they have to be here at 5 or 6. You know, we're like, you know what, just get here at 8 o'clock and be ready, hopefully, for some great, unbelievable, lovable, phenomenal AM and the PM customers.
I was texting with your buddy Rick Puckett this morning at Peroni's, and I asked him, I said, because I need to mention it today, I said, I'm assuming Peroni's is closed tomorrow. He said, absolutely. We know we could make a whole lot of money being open on Thanksgiving, but it's more important to let our people get a break and enjoy the holiday. And you've always thought that way. And how greedy do you need to be, you know?
I want to be with my family. You know, there were a couple of Memorial Days that we opened up, and I'm like, you know, we were sitting at a restaurant. I'm with my whole family. It's pouring down rain.
And your conscience was bothering you.
And I called him up. I'm like, get out of there. Because Mimi was looking at me like, you are such a jerk. Here you are jamming food in your mouth. So we don't open for holidays.
And for people who aren't married, guys who aren't married, wives actually have a look called the you are such a jerk look. And you know it when you get it, when they shoot it at you. You know it. They don't say a word.
It's like daggers.
They don't have to say a word.
And you notice most husbands, not all, do the look away. You ever notice when you look at someone and they're like, let's say they're staring at you, Frank. You're a celebrity. People recognize you.
I am.
They're staring at you. You stare back and then they look away.
I have noticed that a couple times when I've been eating out somewhere and I know they're talking about me and they can't catch me pointing. And you're right. Then they like, talk about something else.
A lot of women do that with me.
Do they?
Yeah.
Nah, sure they do.
You know, Frank, John Londoff is the only automaker in my 48 years on Earth that ever actually made a TV commercial about cars that made me laugh.
Really?
In a good way. John, your commercial...
Was it the way he talked? I'm beating
you. No, it had nothing to do with the way he talks. You know, I'm a news guy, right? I'm a news junkie. I read two newspapers every morning and doing the news on this show. I've been a news junkie.
Isn't what he says, Jenny Londoff.
No, it's not what he said.
Frank, leave him alone. Let him talk.
Okay, sorry.
He did the funniest commercial, and it was an inside joke, and I don't even know how many people got it, but there was a news story about Johnny Londoff Chevrolet's auto dealership a couple years ago where somebody broke into his lot.
Yes.
And some guys took off in like some cars. Yeah. One got wrecked and they ended up finding, I think, all the guys and arrested them. But you know, one of the cars got totaled. And I remember that story because I thought it was so unique. My dad was in the car business for a long time here in St. Louis. And so about 3 weeks later, Johnny, you know, sponsors the Blues broadcast and he comes on and goes, hey, this is Johnny Londoff. Our cars are flying off the lot. Sometimes when we're not even here. I busted out laughing when I heard that. And wow. It made me laugh every time I saw it.
So
it
he was laugh. So he was funny.
He was. It was he's the only car dealer I've ever seen a commercial that made me laugh.
Yeah. Thanks very much. And Frank, every once in a while I can come up with one.
Yeah. Like, you know,
not all of us can be just as funny as you.
No, I guess
not. It's fun. Thank you for pointing out my shortcomings.
Hey, Ken, I'd like to tell
you. You probably couldn't run this automobile dealership with 110 employees.
No, I couldn't. Can we mention Tim's dad's? What was he in? What did he sell?
Well, my dad was Tim Woodburn Sr. He sold BMWs at pretty much every BMW dealership in town.
He couldn't keep a job.
Pretty much.
Okay.
We joked that he once got fired from the same job three times.
That's tough to do.
He worked for the same auto dealership in St. Louis, and he got fired three times by three different bosses there.
Oh, that's radio.
That sounds like McGraw-Milhave.
Shots fired.
Wow. It's a joke, but it's really not. Well, I hope everybody knows that if they're out Friday, that we would love it if they would come by your place and say their AM and the PM.
How about tonight?
Or tonight. That's fine, tonight. Too. Yeah. But it's, yeah, that's right.
Just
it's Wednesday
you
night.
Get off at 6 o'clock. Not everyone gets off at 6 o'clock, Mr. Bitty.
You can't help it. Mm-hmm. But not everybody puts in a grueling 3 hours. My 3 hours is the equivalent to most people's time and a half, like a 12-hour day, just because of the drain on your mind.
Oh, I bet it is.
Yeah.
Yep.
Anything in closing you want people to know?
That we need great, beautiful trade-ins, and we've got some unbelievable deals on all of our cars and trucks. Employee pricing on every Silverado, so it's thousands below invoice. Employee pricing plus rebates, so $10,000 off Silverado double cab, crew cabs, and some regular cabs, $8,000 off. And I mean, what we're pricing Camaros and Corvettes for right now is unbelievable. So great deals all month long here at Johnny Law and Chevrolet. So we're open late tonight, so give us a call, 314-837-1800, 314-837-1800. And yeah, I almost forgot the number. I didn't really forget the number.
Nah, you just got a lot on your mind. Listen,
you know what? Talking to you and getting, you know, verbally abused for the 4 minutes that we've been on together, yeah.
It's been going on for 14 years. If you didn't actually like it, you'd have pulled the plug on it a long time ago. Listen, I'm glad you were able to join us today. It's been too long. And, don't be a stranger. Don't stay away and off the air. I know you're busy. That's a good thing, but we will... I would imagine talk next week.
We won't talk Friday.
I don't work Friday.
Well, you're off tomorrow. Would you work tomorrow Friday?
No. And I've taken care of you. You will have two commercials on Friday, which I think is good, because Friday is a great day to start running people in there for Friday and Saturday. So you'll be on this slot twice Friday.
Oh. Yep. Thanks, Frank.
Aww. You're welcome. Have a great Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving to you and your family and everybody there, and, of course, all the great AM of the PM listeners. God love you all and everyone. Now, be out. Be safe driving. A lot of people out driving over the weekend, so be careful, everyone.
Thank you, John.
Bye-bye, Frank.
Bye-bye. All right, now let me explain something. When he said they're having over 40 people at the house, and his family doesn't have any of those relatives that you don't want, that is impossible. What he's doing, he knows that they could be listing, you know, mm-hmm. any or all of them. So he's not about to say, well, we got a couple of relatives. Now, come this weekend at the house, everybody, the buzz is going to be, who do you think he was talking about? I think he was talking mm-hmm. about me. So mm-hmm. he's smart in saying, we don't have any weird relatives. Of course he does. Everybody does. You don't need to have 40 people at your house. You could have 10. I promise you, one of them is the relative you wish you didn't have. It's just life. Everybody has. I had an uncle, one of my two favorite uncles when I was a kid. And he was so disgusting because he would sit in the chair at my grandmother's house and she's preparing, the women folk would prepare the food while the men relaxed. Good old
boy. Oh, yeah.
And he would sit, he'd take his shoes off and pick at his feet.
Oh. Yeah.
And then get up and go over to the table and reach in the platter and get some chicken.
Oh.
And his favorite piece was a chicken leg. Mm-hmm. And he ate the entire leg, including the bone. Yes, like a dog. He chewed on the bone until he softened it and pulverized it, and he ate the entire thing, bone and all. And I just used to think, wow, you're like Uncle Bernie, you're like an animal, like a wild animal. But I still like you because you're a cool uncle. But that was so disgusting. Wow. Those Southern people.
Yeah.
Boy, am I glad I got out of there where there's some really cool, sophisticated people like radio people. All right, I'm going to do a quick bit of business. We're going to take a break, come back. Here's what's going to happen. Did Dr. Doug say he could join us?
Yep.
Dr. Doug will join us early, and Scott Sherman will join us in the 4 o'clock hour since we're not on tomorrow. So if you have a question, you think it might be legal in nature, why wouldn't you take advantage of some great free advice? So Scott Sherman will be in here in the 4 o'clock hour. I drove not only, I was right next to the parking lot of the Meanies today. Because there's a particular place I went through the drive-through line that happens to be right next to the Amini's parking lot. And good news, there were a lot of cars in there, and I know why. Because smart people know that you can go into Amini's, and one of two things will happen. You'll buy something, or you'll see something, and right then you've made the decision you're going to come back at some point and get it, because it'll be perfect for your house. Now, we don't care if you go in there and buy the first time, second time. Just go and tell them your aim of the PM and walk around. I played pool for the first time on my pool table in probably 2 years in the basement because my sons were home, my daughter was home, my grandson was home, and we took that cover off, and shot a little pool, and it was so much fun. Did you ever do anything you haven't done for a while, and you think, why did I not do this? Why did I not do this for a while? Because you just kind of forgot how much fun it is. And I think everybody does that with one thing or another. Look, your house can be so much prettier, so much more comfortable, so much more fun once you find a couple of things from Amenities, because they have things that will do all of that. Or just pick one. You want it to be more beautiful. How about lighting? The Jaffe lighting collection upstairs. How about area rugs? Handmade, machine-made, gorgeous. From a few hundred to tens of thousands. How about furniture? The finest furniture made in the world is at Amenities. No, it's not inexpensive. Nothing you ever buy that's made the best it can be made is ever going to be inexpensive. But you'll get your money's worth because it's going to last a long, long time. Amenities. Please check it out. They have a copper dome. It's in the heart of Chesterfield Valley. A-M-I-N-I-S. Amenities.com.
All right, let's get a check on traffic right now with Tori Lyons.
Traffic is brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services. Solid construction jams north and southbound 55 near Illinois 143. A stall blocking westbound 44 at Southwest. Accident eastbound 270 at 367 has been cleared. St. Charles Rock Road at McKelvey, injury crash. Westbound 64 lines up Kings Highway to Big Bend. And bumper to bumper eastbound 64 Compton to the Poplar. Do your friends and family know that you've registered as an organ, eye, and tissue donor? Share with them that you're one of more than 130 million people who have signed up to share the gift of life. Still need to sign up? You can learn more. Call 866-99-DONATE. I'm Tori Lyons, reporting for 590 The Fan. Now back to the Large Morning Show in the afternoon.
Do your friends and family know that you've registered as an organ, eye, and tissue donor? Share with them that you're one of the more than 130 million people who have signed up to share the gift of life. Still need to sign up? Do it online. Go to organdonor.gov.
Hi, I'm Ryan Kelly. Here are just a few of the benefits that you will receive on your next VA mortgage by visiting hero.loan. 100% financing on all VA loans. You will never pay for an appraisal. We meet with you face-to-face to go over the application and we'll even do all the VA paperwork for you. And the best part, while some lenders take up to 120 days to close your loan, at Hero.Loan, we close VA mortgages in as little as 14 days. Hero.Loan, the new way to VA. The Home Loan Expert LLC, Missouri Residential Mortgage Licensee.
You can always count on the crisp, refreshing taste of Bud Light. Just like you can always count on reliable Ralph. Ask him to move that couch he moved for you last summer. Ralph will do it. Need a ride from the dentist? Better call Ralph. And he won't even film you after the laughing gas and put you online and get millions of views. He's Reliable Ralph, for Pete's sake. Reliable Ralph is famous among friends. He deserves a Bud Light.
Enjoy responsibly. Bud Light Beer. AB St. Louis, Missouri.
590 The Fan and InsideSTL.com present Hollywood Casino is our next listener rewards program. Listeners can purchase two hotel rooms and a $50 food and beverage credit to Hollywood Casino for only $200. That is over 60% off for one of St. Louis's nicest hotels and casinos. Rooms can be used on back-to-back nights or split up on separate visits. Enjoy your $50 food and beverage credit at one of their six premier restaurants. To take part in this offer, just log on to InsideSTL.com and click on the listener rewards tab.
Hotshots has your chance to win tickets to the Bud Light Bragging Rights game. Make Hotshots your home for every Mizzou game December 5th through the 16th. From 7 to 9 on game nights, both Hotshots Manchester and Fenton will hold Papa Shot tournaments for contestants 21 and up. The top four scorers in each competition qualify for the finals on December 19th, and the winner gets a pair of tickets to the Bud Light Bragging Rights game, plus a gift card to Hotshots. Visit HotshotsNet.com for details.
Want a new home before the holidays? During the month of November, McBride & Son Homes is having a Home for the Holiday sales event. McBride & Son buyers will save $5,000 to an incredible $95,000 on inventory homes, and you can be in your new home before the holidays. McBride currently has over 100 inventory homes that are ready for a quick move-in in over 40 communities across the metro area. It's the McBride & Son Home for the Holidays inventory sale. Save thousands this November only. Don't miss it.
Looking for a new spot to watch all the NFL action this year? Head down to DB Sports Bar at 1615 South Broadway in historic Soulard. Start a tab before Rams games this season, and if they lose, you get half off. That's good for food, drinks, and shots. The beautiful DB's ladies serve the full menu until 2 a.m. Tuesday through Saturday and Sundays till 7. Don't forget to take DB's free golf cart shuttles to and from the home Cardinal games. That's DB Sports Bar, St. Louis's home for the NFL.
When Surf and Sirloin opened its doors in 1994, owner Larry Karagiannis wanted to serve high-quality steaks and fresh seafood at a reasonable price. Now the second generation has taken over and continues this mission, pairing premier cuts of USDA prime filet, ribeye, strip steaks, alongside the freshest seafood in St. Louis. Trust me, there's not a restaurant in St. Louis that is serving this quality of food for a better value. Surf and Sirloin is open for dinner 7 nights a week and has private rooms available for corporate and holiday parties seating from 15 to 160 people.
All right, we have almost no time, but Dr. Doug is going to take a couple of phone calls here. Let me get the most important thing done here, and that's the phone number. Now, there are only going to be two or three of you who get in here. If you have a pet question, we're on a short leash today. The number is 855-282-TALK. That's 855-282-8255. Dr. Doug is brought to you by Window World, the number one selling replacement window in the United States. Almost 50,000 homes in less than 15 years are in St. Louis that have Window World windows in them. And I'm sorry, Tim, you're mouthing what?
Oh, no, I have a question for Dr. Doug.
Oh, you do?
I do.
Oh, okay, I haven't done the lip reading course yet. Here's a question for Dr. Doug. And Dr. Doug, I believe, is right here. Ladies and gentlemen, your pet's best friend, the official veterinarian of the Large Morning Show in the afternoon, Dr. Doug Pernikoff. We're great, doctor. How are you?
I am AM in the PM.
Right. Real quickly, our own Tim Woodburn has a question for you before we go to the phones. One more time, 855-282-TALK, 855-282-8255. Tim.
Doc, thanks real quick. I have two terrier bred dogs, one's about 14 pounds, one's about 22. I'm going to take them on a three-hour drive this holiday season. Is it okay to give both of those dogs half of a human Benadryl to kind of calm them down while they're in a car for that long, or what's a safe amount?
Yeah, I think they could both take the same amount. I'm not your veterinarian, but usually one tablet, a 25 milligram, would probably be safe for both of them. They'll just be a little bit sleepy at worst case scenario.
But that's the best way to calm them down is Benadryl?
I think it's a great way. It's safe. It's, you know, doesn't cost hardly anything. And like I said, it should get you the impact you want.
And a good question, because Tim cannot be the only person traveling this holiday week with dogs
just,
in the car.
Just to be fair, please call your veterinarians and check with them, because I don't want to step out of line.
Okay. He doesn't know your medical history of your dog.
Right.
All right.
Yeah.
There's one line open. If I were you, I'd jump on it now. You're not going to get in here. You can do it right now. 855-282-TALK. 855-282-8255. Mark, you're on with Dr. Doug Pernikoff.
Hi, Dr. Doug.
Hey, Mark. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you doing?
Good. How can I help you?
I've got two quick questions. We have a dog that we rescued that's being treated for heartworm, and she got her first injection the other, I guess, Tuesday, and we picked her up from the vet yesterday. And is it common, or it may just be from the veterinarian's office, to have a different odor from, like, the fur?
Yeah, that could just be from, you know, debris and just sitting around in a cage. So I wouldn't, shouldn't be from the injection. I've never heard that. So if you want to, you can just bathe the dog and see if that doesn't help. Okay?
Okay, and then the second real quick thing is, they said limited activity. Is it okay that she goes up and down a flight of deck stairs to use the bathroom, or do I need to take her out like
that? I would just take her out slowly on a lead, because what's happening now under the influence of the medicine is the adult worms or baby worms, depending on which medication they're using, are starting to die off, and your body has to handle that. The dog's body has to handle that, and sometimes there'll be an opportunity for a reaction, so you want to be really cautious. And for a number of, probably for a number of months, you're going to want to keep that little puppy quiet.
They said about 3 months. She's two.
Yeah. absolutely.
Mark, back to your first question. That odor, sometimes it's from yourself. Did you cut one when you were standing next to the cage?
I don't think it's me. Maybe it's my wife.
Oh, I wouldn't have said that. There goes your Thanksgiving. There goes your Thanksgiving. Hey, Mark, thank you for listening. We appreciate it.
Hey, I sleep with four little Frenchies, and they're known for passing gas, but I figured my wife was blaming them. And taking advantage.
I wouldn't have said that either. Maybe I'm just more in love with my wife than most guys are. Now, here's the deal. I know that most people are accustomed to being on in the 4 o'clock hour, but we've got about, and I'm not kidding, like 4 or 5 minutes, so you need to jump in here right now. I know we can get one, maybe two in. We're going to go to Jessica. Jessica, say hello to Dr. Doug.
Hi, Dr. Doug. Happy Thanksgiving.
Hey, same to you, Jessica. How can I help you?
Wonderful. I'm aiming the PM.
Oh, that's good to know.
We have a rescue. Well, we have two rescue dogs, but the one in question, he's a little Shih Tzu, and he has just the most wonderful personality.
Can I stop? Doc, once and for all, is it Shih Tzu or is it Shih Tzu? And the people
either
say Shih Tzu because they don't want to say Shih Tzu.
Either one is acceptable and correct.
Jessica, do you pronounce it that way just so you don't have to say S-H-I-T?
No, I had children, and so I Googled it. And if you Google it, it actually says you pronounce it like a sheet of paper.
Really?
And the woman's name, Sue.
Really? Yeah. Well, see,
you can get Tim on that.
Well, no, right, Tim, investigate that.
It.
Yeah. Well, now we know. And I never, ever till now knew that. Okay, go ahead, Jessica.
Go ahead.
All right, so he's wonderful. We've had him since June, and we kind of joked about it because it was almost like we thought he had narcolepsy. And it would happen after heightened the time of playing. He has this fur bone that he plays with, and all of a sudden in the middle of nowhere he'll just stop with this bone in his mouth. It's a stuffed animal bone.
Mm-hmm.
And be motionless.
Mm-hmm.
And so I Googled it, not that that's the way to solve the problem.
Mm-hmm.
And it said there is such thing as narcolepsy, or I believe it's cataplexy in dogs.
Mm-hmm.
And I was wondering your opinion on that. Is it anything serious?
You know, I'm not sure that I've ever confirmed that myself, but I do have my dogs do that too. Well, they'll just be playing real actively. They'll have a toy in their mouth, and all of a sudden they just stop, and they're asleep, and they usually fall asleep with the toy in their mouth. So I don't know if that's a formal syndrome or if that just happens to be what they do, like a child that's real busy, and all of a sudden they just drop after playing.
Okay. I wanted to get your opinion because I'd hate to go to our vet they want to run, hundreds of dollars worth of tests to see if he has something wrong with them.
Of course they do.
I don't think you can watch a little bit longer, and if you feel like there's a concern, then, pursue it.
Okay? Oh, no concern at all. We think it's adorable. Thank you so much for your opinion.
Appreciate it.
Jessica, hang on. Tim, did you have a...
Dictionary.com has it as Shih Tzu, a Tibetan breed of toy dog having a long, luxurious coat of any color, bred in China as a pet of the nobility.
Now, why did you have to do that to make it sound like she was almost right, but she said sheet and you said she'd zoo? I would never have done that to her.
Well, I'm sorry, ma'am. I apologize,
Jessica,
for offending you.
Jessica, I'm going to go with what you said. No, actually, I'm not, because I like saying shih tzu, so I'm just going to keep saying that. Jessica, have a great Thanksgiving.
Likewise to all of you. Thank you so much.
And thank you for listening. I'm a reader of people's voices, all right? Did you hear her voice?
Very pleasant, upbeat.
No, see? Mean. She's a mean person. I'm kidding. She's had a really nice voice. Voices can fool you sometimes, but I'm going to guess she's a nice person. We could get one more call in, and that's probably going to be it. And Dr. Doug, so I don't run out of time and forget to say it, I hope you have a great Thanksgiving, and thank you for letting my grandson see your turtle, Dewey. He has a tortoise. How much does he weigh, like 75 pounds?
About 80 pounds,
80-pound tortoise named Dewey, and my grandson thought that's one of the greatest things. We'll get Ron in here real quickly. Ron, say hi to Dr. Doug.
Dr. Doug, hi.
Hi, how are you?
I'm fine.
Good.
Love your show.
Thank you.
It's not his show, actually.
Yes, not my show.
I had a neighbor throw some yew plants over to my cattle. At nighttime.
I missed that.
A neighbor threw some yew plants.
Yew plants.
Over to his cattle.
What's a yew plant?
What's a yew plant?
Japanese yews, Chinese yews, they're like an evergreen.
Oh, the yew, the Japanese yew.
That's what he said, yeah.
Yeah. So,
and they were dead the next morning.
Yeah, they what?
And they were dead the next morning. He did this at night without us knowing about it.
Well, hold on. Your cattle were dead?
Yes.
I believe they are toxic.
How many?
Pardon me?
How many cattle? Three. Holy cow.
That's terrible.
Wow.
What did they do? Chop down some trees and throw them over?
Yes.
Oh, my God. I was
wondering the toxicity of it. What killed them in that fast?
Yeah, I think I have to look and review because I've never dealt with a poisoning like that, but I understand that I think that the Japanese yew is toxic, so I can do a little homework or you can call your vet and have them do some homework and find out very quickly.
Did you call the police?
Ron, you need to make two calls. You need to call back next hour and talk to Scott Sherman. That sounds to me like you got a lawsuit.
Yeah,
I'm not
kidding.
That sounds criminal to me.
Yeah, you just want to verify the toxicity and what it does. But it does sound, you know, if it walks like a duck and it quacks like a duck, it's probably a duck. So.
No, I'm not kidding. Sense. Call us back next hour. That's not good.
Yeah.
No, it's not. It was a huge loss.
No kidding.
Right. I mean, did he think he was doing you a favor?
Oh, yeah. It was not intentional.
Yeah.
All right. We got right.
I knew they were poisoned, but I didn't know he was throwing any in there.
Yeah.
No, we got to run. Ron, I'm sorry to hear about that. And seriously, if you want to call back next hour and talk to Scott, please do, okay?
Will do.
Thank you, Ron. Thanks for listening. We're out of here. Dr. Doug, we'll talk to you next week, I guess, okay?
Yes. Happy holidays, everybody.
You too. Dr. Doug Pernikoff, everybody. Bye-bye. There he goes. That was even admit that.
Yeah, that was a terrible transition. That was horrible. Yeah.
Now you realize what you do is not that easy, don't you?
How much is that?
I have a great idea for Christmas. In the interest of full disclosure, the guy that owns this station owns Chuck's Boots. He bought Chuck's Boots almost 20 years ago. If I told you the amount, you wouldn't believe it. If I told you what it was worth today, you wouldn't believe it. This is now the biggest boot store in the world, Chuck's Boots. You want a Christmas idea, gift certificate, gift card from Chuck's Boots, or just take a little trip there? They're in Fenton and they're in St. Peter's. I will admit I had never, at least as far as I can remember, been in Chuck's Boots till I knew I was going to come to work for this place. And I thought, well, I need to learn everything I can about this guy and whether he knows how to do anything or not. If you have never been in Chuck's Boots, brace yourselves. Work boots, primarily cowboy boots, but lots of work boots, lots of motorcycle boots, cowboy hats, belts, but boots, 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 and more, but 60,000 pairs of boots from under $100 to a couple of $1,000s. And I'm proud to say I now own a couple of beautiful pairs of boots, one Lucchese and one Tony Lama from Chuck's Boots. Again, Fenton and St. Peter's, largest boot store in the world, Chuck's Boots. Never leave my feet.
Your car faces dangers on the road. When accidents happen, CarStar Auto Body Repair Experts is here to help. They'll take care of your entire repair, towing to rental car to repaired vehicle, backed by a nationwide warranty. Call 1-800-CARSTAR or visit CarStar.com. CarStar, relax. They'll take it from here.
You can always count on the crisp, refreshing taste of Bud Light. Just like you can always count on Tailgate Terry. Without Tailgate Terry, you wouldn't have cold Bud Lights and 7-layer dip at every pregame. That's 56 layers per season. Just the right amount if you ask Terry. Just don't ask him while he's inflating the 8-foot mascot he blows up for tailgating. Tailgate Terry is famous among friends. He deserves a Bud Light. Enjoy responsibly. Bud Light Beer. AB St. Louis, Missouri.
590 The Fan and InsideSTL.com presents Hollywood Casino is our next listener rewards program. Listeners can purchase two hotel rooms and a $50 food and beverage credit to Hollywood Casino for only $200. That is over 60% off for one of St. Louis's nicest hotels and casinos. Rooms can be used on back-to-back nights or split up on separate visits. Enjoy your $50 food and beverage credit at one of their six premier restaurants. To take part in this offer, just log on to InsideSTL.com and click on the listener rewards tab.
Make Hot Shots your home for Blues hockey all season long. Blues fans can enjoy Bud Family products and Jack Daniels on special during each game, along with Slapshot deals for Tarasenko tea, Pareko bombs, and Blues sampler appetizers. Don't forget, if the Blues score five or more, Hot Shots legendary tacos are only $1 the next day. Hot Shots is a proud partner of the St. Louis Blues and home to Blues fans for over 25 years.
Want a new home before the holidays? During the month of November, McBride & Son Homes is having a home for the holiday sales event. McBride & Son buyers will save $5,000 to an incredible $95,000 on inventory homes, and you can be in your new home before the holidays. McBride currently has over 100 inventory homes that are ready for a quick move-in in over 40 communities across the metro area. It's the McBride & Son Home for the Holidays inventory sale. Save thousands this November only. Don't miss it.
Looking for a new spot to watch all the Blues games this year? Well, you need to head down to DB Sports Bar at 1615 South Broadway in historic Soulard. During all Blues games this season, enjoy your favorite Urban Chestnut pints for only $2. Don't forget that the beautiful DB's ladies serve their full food menu until 2 a.m. Tuesdays through Saturdays and Sundays till 7. I recommend their Wingy Wingy or one of their signature half-pound burgers. That's DB Sports Bar, St. Louis's home for the St. Louis Blues.